It's October 19th, 2015, Monday. It's about 7 p.m. I'm here on my desert hike with my headlamp on. What's here to report today? Well, the day began with blue skies that lasted barely an hour, and then perhaps 150 flyovers in the span of a few hours, and more in the afternoon, such that the entire sky was full of artificial cloud cover, metals raining down on us, blocking the sun. And as I drove, left school today, seeing the haze between me and the mountains 10 miles away, seeing that haze, I could only think that the kids, unlike my own childhood, but these kids, when they exercise, every breath they take is, they're inhaling death, slow kill, heavy metals. It's so dastardly, so evil, you know. And they're, the sky is still full of this stuff right now. Lord knows it's what we're inhaling. But yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. And what else? There's an instructional assistant that I believe she's always mistrusted. She has a mistrust of men, and she's worked with me on and off, but I don't have, there's a superficially good rapport, but I think deep down on a gut level, she doesn't trust me. And whenever I see her, I feel a loss of energy. Like she's sucking from me. She doesn't laugh or smile much. She doesn't have much in the way of spontaneous expression of joy or love. I think she's a very unhappy person, but I wanted to just make that statement that someone who doesn't trust or like me deep down causes a sundering and a loss of vitality, again, in my solar plexus, and I felt it ebb, just seeing her, just feeling her. So there are people like that. And what else on an energy level? Gave my mother a call in the afternoon, 8 hours into my day, getting ready to leave. And she wanted to share a whole bunch of stuff over the phone. Plans for tomorrow, this and that. And she started the first couple minutes of the conversation just recounting her exhaustion from her various activities today. For example, the conversion of the lawn to desert landscaping, and she's doing some really good work there, and it's given her aesthetic sensibilities, her quest for perfection on the material level, um, You know, she's wiped out. I mean, she puts it all, she puts her, the whole of her being into this process. I see it so temporal, such a fleeting engagement. You know, what's beautiful one day out there in the yard, you know, the next day it's got leaves, you know. Branches might be broken. I mean, who knows? But it's a living thing, and I just see it more as a, when I look at a landscape or a yard, I'm really, my gestalt is more about, well, in the desert, you know, is there shade? We gain some shade out of those plants than oxygen. Is there a lot of greenery here? Is there some life and vitality here that's contributing to the healthfulness of the air I breathe? The energizing, oxygenating dimension, quality of the air I breathe? Some of the things in terms of the balance, the number of things, you know, the exact location of things. It's like a Zen rock garden to her. I'm just not into creating sand art or raking pebbles for hours to create a geometric form that is dissolved in high wind or the next rain. Anyways, I was tired, and given that it was the end of the day, I didn't have a whole lot of energy for it. I didn't want to commune so deeply. Anything else of significance here? Not right now. Over and out.